had to stay swimming. There were certain days he worked on horses and cows.
You ready?
We're live.
It's, okay.
All right, y'all ready to call this 12:00 meeting to order?
We have to close the other one.
Oh, we didn't close the other one? All right, I need a motion to close the first one.
I'll make the motion to close it.
Second.
All in favor? Okay, that one's done, adjourned.
What's on?
All right, this is 12:00 meeting. All right, we'll call the 12:00 meeting to order. Hey, do you want to lead us in a word of prayer?
Okay. Thank you, Lord, for this gathering today. We pray that we would do the best of our ability to aid our students, our faculty, and our administration. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. I'm here. Charlie Beckett.
I'm present.
Tom Spring.
Here.
Aiden Gross. Kevin Holloway.
Here.
Brian McCurdy.
Sir.
And Jesse Morton.
Yeah, full house.
All right. We signed up on the open forum, and before we do the consent agenda, we need a motion to add, what's the?
The final audit.
Final audit report. Jesse made it, Aiden seconded. All in favor of adding this to the agenda? None opposed? All right, very good. All right, so we need a certain order.
We'll do it down here and we'll add it to C.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, everybody get a chance to look over the consent agenda. Now that I said that, one stupid thing that I saw. No smoking signs.
Mm-hmm.
No smoking signs.
Mm-hmm. We are smoke free campus by law.
$96.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We got 5 of them. So we put them on all the gyms in front of school, in front of maintenance building.
Will they light up? Or?
No, sir. They're just a sign.
Just a sign.
No, you can't light up.
That's the whole purpose, right there. It makes you feel any better. I ran a dump truck down there to Steve to get a sign put on 2 doors. Pretty simple signs. It was $240.
Everything's just, yeah, crazy now.
It's 5 of them, aren't it? 5 or 6 of them? Yeah.
Okay, anybody got any questions on the consent agenda? Everybody okay with everything? A motion?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Second? Yes, it's second. All in favor?
All
right. None opposed? All right. Business action. 6A, policy DGA.
Okay, so last month we voted to have the moment of that students can read the Bible or religious texts at 8 a.m. first thing in the morning. That was our resolution. Then it has to go to TASB. They write up our policy for us, and that's all this is the policy. In legal terms, keeping us legal to do what we voted on. So we just need to approve the policy.
Can I ask a dumb question?
Yes, sir.
On the, I'm looking at, you know, proposed policy mm-hmm. 120-25 there. Am I reading this right? That unless everybody's parents has signed a waiver, like you can't even have like a team prayer?
No, sir. This is if
what
you
am I
want.
Misinterpreting
if you want us, if you want to, if it's a student led, like for athletics, team prayer, see at the poll, those things are okay. This is if you they want it to be a certain time set aside where if the student chooses to read religious text during the academic school day, that we allow them to do that. We generally do a moment of silence first thing in the morning mm-hmm. when we do our announcements. So you can. It didn't say how long that time was, so if you give them 5 minutes to, if they choose to have a moment of reading their text or prayer, then that's when we would do it first thing in the morning.
Okay.
So, but
I read the whole district. parents' consent and right. all that other stuff. I got lost in the language, I guess.
Yes. No, we're good.
I think that's what I had read.
It also says that you can't force your employees to participate in that kind of stuff. So we're going to try to just keep doing what we're doing and leave it up to student choice.
Okay.
So if you have all but one student that is okay with it, one's got a waiver, says, okay, my parents don't want me, do you?
Then while they're sitting there, somewhere else? When they're sitting there silently reading their Bible or whatever, then the other student can sit there and read Lord of the Flies. And it's fine. They don't have to participate if they don't want to.
Is that on our book list?
Yes.
Yes, and I believe it is a freshman level.
I thought she was joking.
Yep, English.
It's being taught.
Yes.
In the classroom.
Yes, yes, yes. So. No, they don't have to go anywhere else. They're just allowing them to do it versus.
I got you.
I'm going to accept.
DGI, got a motion. Second. Jesse, second. All in favor of DGA locips. Any opposed? None opposed. Very good. All right, discussion of maintenance building. And since it's on the agenda, you want to go to the executive session?
Right, do you want to...
Or you want to move something up?
Can we go ahead and do the final audit report and the administrative principal's report and Mr. Shoemake's stuff? And then we'll when we go in closed session with personnel, we can also discuss the maintenance building. How about that?
Okay. So we want to move. Don't we need a motion to do that? Move it back. All right. So I need a motion to move number 6B. Where you want to move to? After 7?
After. Let's do it.
Personnel.
Referral personnel, yeah.
Okay. So I need a motion to move 6B to 8D.
So moved.
Okay. Second.
Second.
All in favor? None opposed? All right. Very good. Okay. Number 7. Presentation of Brandon Shoemake and Kami.
Did you do the audit report?
What?
Audit report.
Sorry. We got that. It's the one we added. We're going to do it now. I'm sorry. So we're going to do the audit thing on number 7.
Yes. So this is just our final audit report, but we have to have it signed before the end of the month. And nothing's changed from when the auditors came and gave us a review. So it's just procedures. So everybody's good.
Did she say she had a report for everybody?
For the maintenance building. This
okay.
Yeah, this is just the same thing that they gave you in the booklet.
This is so they I need the final signatures so our auditors can upload it to TEA and then I have to go in and or they have to upload it in our TSDS system and then I have to go in and approve it and submit it to TEA, our final audit to TEA.
Just paperwork.
Okay. Any questions? Everybody okay with all that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nothing's changed. Good.
Nothing's changed. It's the same thing as when we saw it earlier.
Was that a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second. Tom, second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed on the audit. Okay. Now, number 7.
Right.
We got
fancy.
We got pictures.
I
love
something's in color.
Looks important. I feel like I'm in trouble.
Wow.
Grants and all that stuff.
Yes.
This is the reason you chose a fetus to get us up.
You can even take some of home.
Set up.
We're not time reading. You're struggling.
Yep.
I am struggling. I'm not going to sleep.
What makes you think I can read?
Valedictorian.
Well, that's what this is about. Basically, Ms. Odom asked me to present kind of a mid-year report on sort of where we are K-1 through really fifth grade, but we cut fourth and fifth grade out because it started becoming too much information. We might visit fourth and fifth grade at the next board meeting. So we're just looking at K-1 and 2-3, and we're looking at math and reading. And those and where our students are, where they began the year and where they are right now. On the left side of that folder is all the data that when I asked for our teachers to get me this information, that's kind of what they all gave me. On the right side is kind of the cliff notes that I went through that data, and that right folder is what I'm kind of looking at. It's compiled from everything that's in the left side. So starting on that first page in kindergarten, mid-year academic highlights, we're looking at CLI testing, which is what Jessica Smith does, finding fluency, how many words per minute they can read, and then Renaissance, which is what our RTI teachers and our core teachers do to sort of benchmark their students to know where they are. And that's the data we're looking at. At the beginning of the year, many students entering kinder were below end of the year literacy benchmarks. Our greatest area of need was sight word knowledge. Math readiness was stronger, but we still needed a lot of intervention there. Real-time reading data showed that most students were performing on grade level. By the middle of the year, beginning of the year, if you look at sight words right there in the middle, literacy growth, beginning of the year, we had 3 students on or above grade level in kinder. Right now, we have 16 students. So that's showing the progress that we've made there. Math progress is very similar. We've increased the number of students on or above grade level. All of these intervention strategies are still going on through the end of the year. Our reading performance from Renaissance, majority of our students are on or above grade level at this time. Students needing the most support are primarily new to the district. That's another thing our teachers are kind of dealing with. We got a lot of new students in elementary. High school didn't get them, but elementary has a lot of new students. So we're filling gaps from other schools. Overall summary for kinder is that students are making steady and measurable progress. Literacy growth is especially strong. Current instructional practices interventions seem to be effective. And our focus remains on ensuring all students meet end of the year expectations.
On the documents on the left, is each one of the bars is an individual student?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I believe that's second and third.
Yeah, just make sure of it.
So this is this year's students, right?
Yes. We're just looking at students. Mid-year could be student that didn't start with us that's in now. But beginning of the year is, for the most part, percentage-wise, it's who we started with and who we have now and where they are.
I think we gained two or three students.
Yeah, when you start looking at it, talking to the teachers individually, they'll start telling you, well, the 2 students we have right now that are struggling the most just got here, or they got here a month ago or whatever.
Do we teach these sight words in pre-K, or do we just test them to see?
They start them in pre-K.
So these students should have already seen some of that in pre-K?
Yes, should be introduced there.
But then they have to retain it for the 3 months over or something.
Right. Like that. Actually, they're supposed to grow, not just retain it. They got to grow. So looking at first grade.
Pre-K's four-year-olds. Kindergarten's 5-year-olds. So you're wanting a 4-year-old to.
And not everybody in kinder was in pre-K.
That's true. That's the other thing you're looking at. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I remember a board member sitting here at this table calling pre-K and kindergarten teachers nothing but glorified babysitters.
Glorified babysitters. That's what it is, huh? Oh, yeah.
One of the things that's kind of interesting about what you're asking.
And she was sitting there.
Yes.
Ooh.
Like you got to retain over the summer. When we test our first graders, at the end of first grade, if they're on grade level, that means they're reading 60 words per minute. But at the beginning of second grade, they got to be reading 90 words per minute. So if they come in second grade at 60, where they were on grade level at the end of first grade, they look like they're behind grade level at the beginning of second grade, because they are by the state. So they're supposed to increase 30 words per minute in 2.5 months at home.
And then how's that going to happen?
It doesn't happen. That's why we come in second grade every year. Like, man, these kids are behind. What do we got? You know, that's what it ends up. But that goes all the way up. Every grade is like that. Third grade, it's going to be the same kind of deal. Because you can't, they're supposed to keep working. So looking at first grade on that next page, on the middle, many students entered first grade below end of the year reading expectations. We were below on sight level words. We were below on passage reading passages independently. Majority of our students were below grade level in reading. Significant number needed intervention. In math, fewer than half our students were on grade level. Mid-year, four students at grade level passage reading, we had four that were reading on grade level, and now we have 16. Students reading independently have increased from 3 to 12. Reading performance Renaissance students on or above grade level increased from 4 to 13. And then obviously we're still working with the remaining students to get them up. Intervention continues. On our math progress, students on or above grade level have increased from 12 to 18. Overall math performance is steady improvement. Overall summary for first grade is that our students are making academic gains, their reading growth is strong and measurable, and math outcomes continue to improve. A couple of things we've done with K-1 from last year to this year. You know, we noticed at the beginning of the year some of these gaps and things that we had. We noticed them. We look at STAR and EOC as much, but we don't get that kind of data for K-1. But we have a new hire, Miss Wilkerson. She's a 15-year veteran teacher. She came to us from LaPorte. I say she's a reading specialist. She doesn't have that certificate, but she loves teaching reading. That's her passion. She loves it. And she's been teaching reading to kinder for 15-plus years. So through the interview process with her, knowing we're fixing to hire her and the benefits that she brings, we basically just tasked her with, we got some gaps here in reading as well. What can you do through a science and social studies curriculum to improve that? And she has taken where it's about the first 10 or 15 minutes of her class every time she's teaching cross-curricular science, social studies, but she's teaching reading. And she does a lot of the sight word stuff with those students. And so she also asked us to buy not a curriculum, but a like supplemental stuff called Hegarty. That's a phonics-based program. And so she uses that. We purchased that for her. She uses that in her classroom. So I think that's a big reason why we're seeing a lot of gains this year. But also we restructured our K-1 AIDS schedule. I asked Ms. Hildebrand to look at that at the beginning of the year so that she would spend more contact hours with our tier 3 kids. So as that's Miss Ashley. And so she's just doing better and more time, I think, with paying attention to those tier 3 kids. Whereas before she was basically just in reading, but now we have her in math as well. And we're making sure she's targeting the right students. So I think that has helped. And then also at the beginning of the year, just meeting with the staff, meeting with those teachers and just saying, hey, we're short, you know, let's get to work. Let's get going.
Define tier 3.
So the teachers along from this data with Jessica Smith will go in there. I have Ms. Hildebrand go in there a lot, and they'll meet as a group and they'll say tier 1 kids are above or usually above grade level, tier 2 grade level, tier 3 we're behind, we're below grade level. Okay. And they'll look at that at the beginning of the year. They look at it again with this information now, and then they're constantly doing that. So our tier 3 kids are going into the RTI class. They're getting extra pull out work with Ms. Weiss or Ms. Dixon or Ms. Spencer.
Not necessarily a special ed or special need type
program. No.
Prior to that.
No, but some of the kids in here, this is everybody. So when you're seeing there's 2 or 3 kids that are still tier 3, usually those are going to be sped kids.
Yeah, the whole RTI system is to try to reduce the number of students that would go into special ed if you just look at the data. So they're trying, it's designed to try to catch them ahead of time and move them up
right
before they get so far behind that they are special ed.
But the sped kids are in the data. So if you've got 3 of those and 30 kids, that's what, 15%?
Yes. Right.
And they're in all of our data because the only ones that we pull out are the special needs.
The life skills
kids. Type class. Those are the only ones that would not be in this.
And some of those might be going there. You know, that's what they're looking at. Yep. But that's where the data comes when when we need to test somebody for SPED. That's where we're getting that from.
So you feel like with what you've done, you're getting first kindergarten back on track.
I feel like we're having a pretty good year. And I think it carries over.
And what year is the first year of the STAR test? Is it
third grade?
Third grade. So that's when.
Yes.
Hopefully those results will translate in the.
Yes.
In the
and a couple of things, really changed from in our school from K-1 to second and third grade. One of the biggest things that I notice when I'm in and out of classrooms is that in K-1, we're one less teacher than 2, 3, and 4, 5. So our class size for a K in one class is 16, 17, 18 kids. I don't know if we have 18, but I know we got 16 and 17. And then you get to 2, 3, and the class sizes go down to 8, 9, and 10. And it's, you can see a lot more gains there with eight kids. I mean, it's a nice setup. You know, when I go into a classroom and I'm looking around like, oh my, there's only eight kids in here. Like, it's nice. It's nice. It cuts down on discipline. It's 8-1. I mean, it's good.
Is that something?
And then it's because we have Rainer. We double block. We have writing and reading.
We separate.
So that's where the extra teacher is. And then in 4th and 5th, we separate science and social studies. So we have that extra teacher there. So the class sizes all get smaller
because
there.
Because that's the first year that science is tested is in the 5th grade. So you separate that, give them a little.
So with K-1, we have an aide, full-time aide for them, trying to help that as well.
That's why I was just curious if it's set up like that once they get to second. You said second, third?
Second.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, I mean, would it be beneficial to add another teacher for K-1?
Well, that's why we have the aide. Because 2-3 doesn't have an aide. And then Ms. Garrett is in 4-5, but her goal is to predominantly work with special ed kids. Because we have some kids that come out of Carol's class down.
Yeah, we start doing more mainstream now.
Start moving them down there. So I think before we add another personnel unit, I'd like to see how this progresses. Works.
Yeah.
They're making progress. I mean, the data is the data. I know data you can do whatever. Sure. You can juggle data all different ways, but.
And it's been more structured this year on what the aide is to be doing. More. This is what we want you doing. This is who we want you working with. More direction, I guess, giving her more direction in what to do. So, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
I think so too.
So what about pre-K? I haven't heard you say much about, I know that's a herding cat situation.
Yes, I didn't ask for data from pre-K.
I'm just wondering, is there something that we need to do with pre-K to improve?
Well, she is using, because I talked to her last week. She came in and visited with me. And she's using Phonics. Hegarty?
Yes.
Hegarty. She's introduced that, and she said the more she's that introduced that stuff and is good. Used that. I think that's something new that they've introduced
that they
this
bringing
year.
That back.
It's going like back. The pendulum back. Swings.
It does.
This
what
is
you
like,
said, that's what you said.
I'm like this. I don't like chasing curriculum. I don't believe in the magic curriculum. I don't. I believe great teachers are going to teach, and you give them the tools that they want. If they want something, and they can say this is going to help them, then we're going to get it for them. But the pendulum's swinging back right now, going away from all the introduce it to the kid before you teach it to the kid, and everything's in small groups to I'm going to show you how to do it, then we're going to do it together, and then you're going to do it independently. And it's kind of that's kind of phonics as well. Pendulum swung all around from we got to just memorize words to got to sound out words. And teaching's teaching.
Last month when the commissioner came down and he was talking about, he was focused on the math curriculum. But that's exactly what he modeled. And I just had to start laughing because when we started 30 years ago doing our student teaching, that's how they showed us to teach. You know, you taught the kids. Well, they switched it to this self-discovery, working in groups, all that kind of stuff. And now it's come back, you know, it's kind of like bell bottoms. They come back around.
that's how I was trying to, you know, help Emma. You know, she's in first grade and she brings her stuff home and trying to help her read, and I'm sounding it out and she's kind of looking at me like, huh?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I was like,
right. That's how we learned it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're getting back to that.
Almost need a study guide to help teach them.
Yeah.
That way we're all on the same page.
That old hooked on phonics program parents ask me, I'm like, you buy that and use it during summer, you're going to help them, especially in those early grades. Mm-hmm. But they're even talking now on like the social studies TEKS, they're rewriting all those TEKS, mm-hmm. and they're fixing to start introducing a lot more reading through social studies curriculum, because statewide, the numbers are, the scores don't look good for K-1 reading.
And they gone. They talked about flashcards. Going back to flashcards, I really did start laughing. Then I was like, I got to go. We've been using flashcards forever. So, you know, but that was a new thing. Flashcards. I'm like, guys, that's not. I don't know what y'all are doing in Austin, but that's not new. Down here, we still do flashcards. So.
So moving to second grade. Many students entered second grade below fluency expectations. Over half of our students were unable to read at grade level. I don't know where that falls on the chart. It's probably in that data, but I do say that you're ending in 30 and you're starting at 60, and there's always going to be some that don't cover that gap. But we have really good staff. We have really good teachers in 2-3, and half of our students were on grade level reading. Several students required intervention, and some required urgent intervention. In math, less than 1/3 of the students were on grade level. So a significant number required intervention. And then you look at where we're at right now, students on or above grade level have increased from 11 to 21. That's outstanding. Most students in second grade are now reading on grade level in real time. Math progress. Students on or above grade level have increased from 9 to 16. Overall math performance is showing steady improvement. Overall summary, second grade students are making significant academic gains, and reading fluency growth is especially strong. And then in third grade, most of our students entered third grade near or at grade level fluency, and most students were on or above grade level in math. Last year, I think our third grade, we put our eyes on third grade, especially in math, after our star scores. And I think starting off this year in third grade, we're gonna be better there. We're gonna improve that. Most students were on or above grade level. Reading fluency growth, you can see there, students reading 100 to 120 words per minute, increased from 17 to 23. And students that are reading below 70, would be below grade level, have decreased from 3 to 1. We only have one student right now third grade, below grade level reading. And then math progress, students are on or above grade level, increased from 20 to 22. It was already really strong there. Overall summary, third grade students are demonstrating strong academic performance. Instruction is focused on both growth and maintenance of achievement. And like I said, I think one of the biggest benefits for our 2-3 is that small class sizes, you can get some good gains with that. And it's really a good setup. Our school has got a really good setup. Just have to light a little fire sometimes, but we're set up for success.
I'm not suggesting anything, but has anybody thought about any kind of school program in the summer of some kind, half a day or a few hours a day?
I haven't talked about it really or had that discussion. A lot of times we have discussion with parents when we're recommending students be withheld or hold back and repeat the grade. And I mean, hardly any parents want to do that. They all want to move on. And they'll tell us all this stuff they're going to do in the summer. And we'll send a packet home and say, they need to do all this summer. They need to be working on all this. And most time they get back and we hear, yeah, summer. We're not doing that this summer.
But send them to me. I can tell them lots of reasons I'll hold them kids back.
Some of them need to. It's very few that do.
Odd that they're entering third grade at grade level. Is that jump not as significant between second and third?
I'm not sure what it is.
Well, they've already had Ms. Hawkins. And she already knows where those kids are when she gets them, because she's already had them the year before. Because it's the same teacher from, you know, for 2-3. And so I think that kind of helps too. Is it
So she's got her own teeth to make sure they're there before they ever get out of state.
We didn't have to light that fire.
Yeah, she came from Port Neches.
But we talked with her about what was coming in second grade. We looked at all that. Said, let's get it. She said, okay.
Can we still retain at the third grade level in the state test? Mm-hmm. I didn't think they were doing that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, any more questions on that? If not, I'll do my board report real quick.
You'll notice I don't have a master's in education. That's up to y'all.
So,
thank you, sir.
Are you gonna come back to us on a new date and give us a report?
I will. We do 4th and 5th next board meeting. We started looking at all of it, and I just felt like it was too much right now.
Yeah, we can only.
Let's break that down.
I'm interested in that.
Yes, sir.
Anybody got any more questions? I mean, it sounds like you got the plan and it's working.
Yes, sir.
And you're improving. So, what have we got? 3 months? Mm-hmm. Up to the school site? Mm-hmm. 3?
How many days, Charlie? Yeah.
It's close. It's getting close. We're finishing our fourth 6 weeks right now.
Yeah, I would just comment, you know, second grade, I have just obviously a lot of improvement from the beginning.
They have, they've done very good.
But there's still 30% of them, right, that are either below the dash line. Or,
is that mid or is that beginning? I think that's beginning. I think that's the beginning of the year.
I
could be wrong, but I think that's beginning. And that'll be the Renaissance data. We don't have that many below right now in 3rd and 2nd.
Okay. So all of this was the beginning of the year, not current.
Some of it's mixed.
Okay.
Because it's kind of what I asked for. Different teachers do their data differently and think of it differently.
All right. Any other questions on the first through?
Are you satisfied we're doing the best we can?
I think we're doing pretty good. I think we've improved.
If you could improve it, where would you improve it?
If I could improve it right now? Other than talking about another staff member? Y'all gonna get me in trouble? I mean, that would be an improvement. To lower your class sizes would be an improvement. It would help. But that's a whole other issue. That's a budget issue. It's also a classroom issue.
We can deal with it, but
yeah, but where are you gonna put them?
It becomes a lot of stuff.
Here's the other way to look at it.
We can put them in here.
I mean,
we're gonna tent. We can put them.
Well, here's the other thing. But you have it right now. But are we gonna continue? Do we have what do our numbers look like for next year? And then I'm overstaffed. Then you're looking at 2 or 3 kids in a classroom, or 4 or 5 kids in a classroom. So
they can work at the cafeteria.
That
you're
saying we have more
room than that. You don't want me to say nothing.
Is the class, is the student count greater pre-K through 1 than it is?
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of spreading it out over another teacher.
No.
You gain a class with Rainer. You gain a class.
So you have 30.
Instead of 16, you go to 8 or 9 for teacher.
Yeah, you have 31 in kindergarten and 33 in first grade. So you have 16, 17 in first grade class. You have 16, 15 in kindergarten. And then when you go to second grade, you have 33 in second grade. And you have 26. But we just sent 4th grade over with, 34, 35 kids. So it just kind of...
4th and 5th grade has the extra teacher as well.
Yes.
I say extra. It's not just...
It's just divided out differently.
Yeah. Yeah. You have a social studies and a science teacher. So you got another class to spread them out in.
Mm-hmm. And not to pick at it too much, but if I compare the numbers that I see from this sheet, it does appear to align with it.
Okay.
With a chart for 2nd grade here.
Okay.
So I would look forward to see an update towards the end of the year, how we're doing against the benchmark,
you know,
just
that.
To see where we're for these last 30% of the group.
She probably didn't have everybody tested
Right.
When I was asking for that. Because I know, like, Jessica Smith was testing second grade today.
Yeah.
Still getting some students tested.
That's not due until then.
Reported to the site in PAMS.
And don't misunderstand me. It's been a great improvement. I just, like I said, that for that last, you don't want to leave the last 30% out. You know? Yeah, I mean, you want to bring everybody along.
Yeah, with we're getting them.
No, good stuff.
And it slowly gets the target more and more focused as the year goes. That's what it's there for.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Can I do the board report now?
Mm-hmm. Everybody good? Mm-hmm. All right. Yep.
Our enrollment, elementary 204, secondary 186, total 390.
Dang.
Still maintaining a lot of students. ADA, elementary is 95.1 and high school is 94.8 for a total of 94.93. Our fourth 6 weeks will end tomorrow and report cards will go out the Friday we come back from winter break, which is February 27th. We had 6 students volunteer to help sell raffle tickets during the chili supper at for Lake Rayburn Fire Department on February 2nd. This is one of their annual fundraisers. Our social studies and science students are taking interim tests to prepare for the STAR test. And our math and reading are taking their second set of interim tests, which I don't like, but the state asked us to do those. They're like practice tests. I think it's too much testing. Miss Emily Housley from Alcohol and Drug and Abuse Council is coming and doing character lessons. And we're in the middle of 8 lessons that she does every Monday to our junior high students. And on Thursday, February 5th, 20 students and 2 staff members went to the Southeast Texas Career Fair at Ford Park. Many of those booths focused on industry and construction jobs and all the different health and technology careers. On Friday, February 5th, our one-act play crew went to Liberty High School for a critique of their district performance. They're performing a play called The Dark Road, which is interesting, but it's good. And they will return on Tuesday. Yeah, Holocaust. They'll return on Tuesday, March 17th, for their district competition at the same place. So they went down there and kind of did a kind of a scrimmage, I guess you could say, or a practice game, and got critiqued, and judges told them what they need to improve on and do. And then they come back and work on those things, and they go back for the performance. Miss Wendy Dupree visited on Tuesday, February 10th. She spoke to a combination of junior high students and high school students about the life of a prison guard. And she spoke with seniors about job opportunities within the prisons. And Mr. Stuart Burleson, who we call Big Stu, has visited on Wednesday, February 11th. He spoke to junior high students about bullying. He spoke to high school students about teen dating violence. And February is actually Teen Dating Violence Prevention Month. And when we have these people that come in and visit and go into a classroom, I like to talk to them on their way out and ask them how everything went. They are overwhelmingly positive. Like Big Stu just kept saying over and over and over. I mean, those high school students were listening to everything. They paid attention to everything. They had good questions. Like, we have great kids. And they behave for the most part when they're supposed to.
Who was it that did the presentation on the prisons?
Dupree.
Who was he?
Wendy Dupree.
She? Girl.
Woman.
Lady.
Where did she work for TDC? Okay. Damn, I could have taught that class.
No, you come couldn't.
Oh, yeah. I'd give them the real story. You know, I don't know what.
They don't need that.
Yeah. Hey, it's real.
Maybe they do.
They really do.
Upcoming events, we got winter break next week, February 16th through the 20th. Our SAT will be given during the school day on Wednesday, March 11th. And on Friday, March 13th, John Branch, who's with the United States Army, is coming to speak with different classes about opportunities in the U.S. Army. It's kind of cool because he fishes like tournaments and is sponsored by the U.S. Army because he's in the Army. He's promoting the Army through fishing tournaments. We got a lot of guys interested in fishing. And so he's going to talk about different things like that. Like you can enlist and still do other stuff. So I'm kind of looking forward to him.
UIL?
I think he'll do good.
UIL?
I don't have UIL data. We won district at Spurger. It's on our Facebook post, I know. It's 38
first place.
38 first place.
Dominated.
And we like dominating at Spurger. So
that's what I was just saying. I just wanted you to say we beat them again.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Athletic report.
Didn't we move something? Okay. Athletic report.
Yes. Okay. So the boys' basketball record is 22-9 overall and 12-0 for the fourth straight district championship. And we still have Goodrich and Leggett to play, correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
And then the first round of playoffs will be determined after that, where we go and who we play and all that kind of good stuff. The girls also won their fourth straight district. Their first round of playoffs starts Tuesday, February the 17th. Location and opponent will be determined tonight. If it is Zavala, we'll go. We're planning on going to Woodville. If it is Martinsville or Wells,
I think she still might get Woodville for either.
Okay.
It could be Monday night for Martinsville or Tuesday night for Zavala.
Okay.
Or it could be a doubleheader on Tuesday night with Zavala. I don't know.
Yeah, these are the. Yeah.
But it sounded positive that we were going to get Woodville.
The wonderful things of trying to work out the logistics of playoffs. We had several of our players hit the 1,000 points career marker. Landon, Zach, Kaylee, Kaylin, and Carly. So those are some outstanding athletes. They've done a great job. Baseball and softball is getting kicked off. Track is beginning. Junior high track will be starting in March. The fishing team is currently sitting second overall standings in SETX. And then the rodeo team has six remaining rodeos. We're busy.
We're busy. All right. Any questions? Superintendent.
Okay. We had our intruder audit on February the 3rd. Passed. Everything was great. We had our cafeteria audit on February the 10th. But that process started back October,
October-ish.
Sending in paperwork and things like that, because they look at everything, procurements, size portions, how we serve the food, how we prepare the food, everything. We will get that audit back. We'll get a report back on our official report on how we did on that whenever the people send it to us. And then Ms. Hildebrandt attended the TEA TEKS review for social studies that will go into effect 2030.
They will finish the approval at the end of 2026, have the TEKS finalized, and then we will implement them 2030-2031.
So she was able to make input on, is this a good thing? You know, do we need to cover this subject? Do we need to look at it in this direction? So we, you know, small school, we got some input on the TEKS, and that's pretty good. The end of the 4-6 weeks is Friday. Our Noble Wildcat Award was Wesley Doris and Kim Collins. Our upcoming events, we have winter break. Miranda and I will be going to TASBO for some continuing education. Report cards go out on the 27th. And then I have a superintendent's meeting in at Region 5 on the 4th. That's it.
Refresh my memory. So we got winter break next week, and then when is spring break?
April.
April.
Six weeks.
Just
a second.
I think the second week
okay.
is the Good Friday. And then
they get way too many breaks. Winter break, spring break, and then school's out when? School's
when?
I know.
Every month there's a holiday,
yeah.
And they got to turn around and give them off because they save up time.
And did we see a big increase in our money situation over our luncheon? Lunches increase.
Not a win.
They'll tell us. I don't think we made a windfall by no means, but they'll tell us. It'll all be in the report, I'm sure. So.
All right. Any other questions for our superintendent? All right. So now we're going to do 6B in place. So,
yep,
so which is the building discussion. So we're going to go into executive session for just a minute.
I can put everybody's stuff out for just a second.
We'll just do it all in executive session.
We may do it all.
We'll just talk about everything and then just but I'm gonna run
cool.
I'm gonna run the restroom real quick.
Okay. Okay.
She's sitting on the post.
I didn't see what time we were in. 2:05.
I thought today'd be a short meet.
Yeah, and me too. Charlie will do that to you sometimes. He's pretty good at it. Or we can blame Hayden this time.
I didn't know we were going to get into the signing
gym. It doesn't take much to get you off the point. What time did you have us going in?
Help me out.
I offered.
Wake her up. She's taking a nap. What time did you have us going in? I didn't write that.
12:58.
12:58. I got us at 2:05 coming back in. All right, let's see. Maintenance dilemma. Maintenance billing dilemma. That's a good topic. So,
what did Gillis?
What's that?
Mr. Gillis?
We're going to do them first for the maintenance billing. We're gonna go ahead.
Maintenance building is just a discussion item. Yeah. There's no action.
We're not gonna.
There's no action. We gotta put it on the agenda for next month. For action item.
All right. So the.
I'll make that motion.
Mr. Gillis's contract.
Yes.
The counselor's contract.
Yes.
Need a motion to increase his.
Yes. We are.
Increase the insurance $200
a month. Right.
Yes.
Find more. I wrote it down now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the Mr. Shoemake's principal.
You gonna do all this one motion?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see why we can't.
3%.
3%.
3% on his salary.
$200 on Mr. Gillis and 3% raise for Mr. Shoemake.
Okay.
I'll second.
You gotta say.
Charlie made the motion. Brian seconded it.
All in favor?
Everybody's in favor.
None opposed.
All and, right. Jesse, just look at one. Anything else?
Make a motion to adjourn.
That's second. It. Second. Hayden, all in favor? None opposed. All right. Good deal.